sound and speed. Hard Attack Anniversary, Scene 1, Take 1. G'day. This is actually take 2, because true to form, when you're doing everything on your own, I forgot to start the audio for the recording of the mic affair. Anyway, well, I'm here in Studio A, 1 year after the heart attack. This video is more or less just for me, in essence, because today is the 1 year anniversary of my heart attack. Before I get onto that though, I'd like to announce a brand new line of merch. The t-shirts are available in black, all sizes, and they're available everywhere. Unfortunately, I don't get any revenue from them because you can buy them at the shop, so yeah. If you want to buy a black t-shirt, go ahead and you can celebrate in honor of this channel. So I'm filming this video on the 1 year anniversary. I wanted to be accurate and actually make it to the anniversary. I will publish it this evening at around about the correct time that the actual heart attack happened a year ago. For those that haven't seen the video, it was very rough. I'll stick that in now. It's what I recorded in the hospital a couple of days after I went there and was just awaiting very nervously. Quite frankly, I was shitting myself to get an angiogram, and I knew at least I'd be likely to get one stent. But here's that video. Forgive the quality, and I'll get back to the topic after that. Well, good morning from the Royal Brisbane Hospital in Brisbane. It's 8:25 in the morning. I thought I'd, thank you for Alan Spicer for suggesting doing a vlog in here anyway. Thought I'd just make a very quick video. This won't be edited because I can't on my phone. Just an update for you guys, my YouTube family, that I'm still alive. You can read in the comments section, the community section, I have posted a few updates of what happened. But essentially, apparently, I had a heart attack a few nights ago, and I was rushed to hospital in an ambulance. So, it's been good fun. I'm all hooked up here with everything. It's my stats up there, and I've got a little one I carry around here. And they've just hooked me up to an IV drip, because shortly, hopefully soon, I'm going to have an angiogram to find out if there are blockages and to what extent. Best case scenario, they might give me medication and send me home. Hopefully today, but someone just said maybe they'll keep me in overnight anyway. They may put in stents if the artery is really blocked, or more than one blockage. So yeah, I'm a little bit out of it. I've had to have some Valium to calm down. So anyway, just wanted to say g'day. And this is not the video I had planned to upload today, but yeah, all going well. Unless they find something severe, which we don't want to know about. I should be home in a day or so. Hopefully today, but have to be realistic. I hate being in hospital. And I have made some videos in the past about the angiogram I had 2 years ago and the lead up to that, which, all going well, eventually I'll add to this video when I'm at home and can do something about it. So just wanted to say a quick g'day to you all. Thank you for your support, and hopefully I'll see you soon. Cheers. And no fancy end shot here, so I'll just turn the camera around and press stop. Yep. Okay, bye for now, folks. So meanwhile, here we are, many videos later. When I came out of hospital, I made a video about cholesterol and the heart attack experience, which I'll link at the end if you want to see it. You may pick up a couple of things that may just help save your life.
Hella cravings for some fries. How did one push up in a cry?
Hello from the other side. also made suggestions of how to give up smoking, etc. And I'll be honest with you, as I always try to be, despite what some people may think lately, I am still smoking. I did cut down to about a quarter of what I used to smoke when I came out of hospital. I went on to vaping. In fact, I bought two very fancy things. This is the one I used first, it was best. Then I bought this fancy thing, which cost me a lot of money. It goes right up to 220 watts, and although you can turn it right down, it's just obscenely too much. So, I haven't used it. I tried. I have lately just been smoking some organic tobacco, and no, I don't mean anything illegal. I don't smoke marijuana, so don't get me wrong, but it's just, it has less preservatives. Now, there's no need to comment below about the smoking. I know I shouldn't do it, okay? I know. And when you're stressed, as I've been in recent times, you tend to smoke more, so there's that. Now, the ironic thing is, not long after my heart attack, my own personal doctor of 20 years had a heart attack of his own. His was a much more complex thing that needed bypass surgery. But it just proves the point that anyone can have a heart attack. So you need to, I would suggest, at least every year, have a blood test, get your cholesterol checked, try and keep your blood pressure in check. Now, on the positive side, I am taking all this medication. It's quite a lot of it. In fact, 6 different tablets a day. This one in particular, I only have to take, well, basically I could stop today, but I have a cardiologist appointment next week, who I've already spoken to 6 months ago, and he said, yep, just take it for the 12 months. That just stops the stent that they put in, clotting. He says there's no benefit after that. In fact, it's the risks then outweigh the pros. One thing you'll notice if you've ever had a heart attack and are on these blood thinning medications is that you'll bruise very easily. Now the pool pumps, come on. You'll bruise very easily, like bang your arm or whatever, bruise. Have a blood test, usually it'll come up in a big bruise. So hopefully when I stop this tablet, that won't be as bad. It's impossible to know what's going on in your body. We don't have a glass window that we can look in. So all you can do is try and do the right thing, regular exercise, watch your diet, and obviously don't smoke. Try and eat fresh foods, good foods, vitamins, minerals. And if you need to take medications, if you're suspected of being a possible heart attack victim, I would suggest you take the medications recommended. The one thing I want to tell you, if you've just had a heart attack, and I know this from experience now, as I always try and tell you things from my own personal experience, it is quite normal to be paranoid about having another heart attack. I know, like, typically after a meal I may get a pain, and it's usually just indigestion or gas. But of course instantly you think, oh no, I hope I'm not going to have another heart attack. It's quite normal. Documentation you'll get after a heart attack or heart procedure will verify that, so don't think it's abnormal. In fact, I was quite stressed leading up to in the last couple of months, thinking, will I make it to the 1 year mark? So that is another key thing too. I would say just as important as smoking, although doctors may say still that smoking's the most important thing. And they're probably right. Try your best to keep your stress levels down. I know mine have been pretty high, especially in the last few months or so. I won't go into every reason why, some of them you know. So that's a huge factor. Also, if you have a family history of heart attacks, pay particular attention to your cholesterol levels and blood pressure. Mine are very good. My cardiologist was extremely pleased with my levels. So, yeah, that's a big part in making sure you don't have another heart attack. The stent they put in, I was looking at the documentation just the other day. It's actually 2 centimeters long, but only 3 millimeters diameter, which isn't very big. You would think in this day and age they'd put something like a hose pipe diameter, but yeah, your arteries aren't all that big. So you don't want them to block up, which is the case that I had experienced in one of mine. So I guess in essence, as I said, this is just a memorial video for me. I was really getting stressed in the last couple of months. Will I make it to the 1 year mark? And here I am. And I'm very thankful to all of you that have stuck by me over the years or in recent times and watched my videos, even though apparently some of them are rubbish, or they're all rubbish apparently, according to one comment. Okay, but I do my best and that's all I've ever done. I just tell you things the way they are. So my message to you is, and I'm sure I missed things that I just did in the first take of this when I realised the recorder was off. My message is just try and do the right thing by yourself. I haven't, but I've done something. The cardiologist was very pleased with my progress with not only my blood pressure, which was obscene before the heart attack, and is now typically lower than it needs to be, which is what they like. And the same with my cholesterol. It is great now, better than the gold standard. And again, once you've had a heart attack, they like all those things to be lower, ideally. The cardiologist even suggested I go into fish oil tablets to lower it further, which it has. And in fact, I was on those about 20 years ago, and I always had great cholesterol then. There are things that I'm not doing that I could do better. One thing that prevents me a little bit from exercising much is I do have a blockage in one of my legs. I did mention this one time only on a long video about 6 months ago. Yeah, so there's that, and plus my spine's not the best. I have trapped nerves and fused vertebrae. So there's pain usually when I walk any given distance, but I do what I can to a degree. And as far as taking the tablets, I've never liked taking tablets, but in this case, I promised the cardiologist, yes, I will take the tablets. And the effort counteracts any risk of side effects, because the side effect of not taking them could be a heart attack. So, yeah, that's the choice I'm taking. Okay, I think that's it. Hopefully the audio is better now. And I'd just like to thank you all for joining me and sticking by me all this time. I'll put a link to the videos here, or here, I'm never sure. And thank you for watching, as always. I really appreciate it. So, we've made it to the 1 year mark, and I'm hoping we make it to many more. Cheers, and thanks again, everyone. I really appreciate it.